As we get more warm weather and heavy rain events in Indiana, we could see more toxic algae blooms, making fish sick, closing public beaches, and polluting drinking water. While most of the state gets its drinking water from the ground, many of Indiana's larger cities get their water from things like lakes, rivers, and reservoirs. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, if things don't change, Hoosiers will likely be paying more to keep their water safe.
For a few weeks late this summer, the water in Bloomington tasted, well, kind of like dirt.
It doesn't smell that bad because of our filter, but it tastes terrible.
That's Bloomington resident Michael Welber. When we visited him, he had a kitchen counter full of plastic water jugs.
You can see how many of them I've already purchased, and it's, I don't know what I'm going to do with them.
Welber wasn't alone. Many Bloomington residents complained about the water the city gets from the Lake Monroe Reservoir. Vic Kelson is the utilities director for the city of Bloomington. He says the odd summer weather created the right conditions for more blue-green algae on the lake.
September was very, very warm, very, very sunny, and very, very dry.
Blue-green algae can produce chemicals in drinking water that do everything from make people sick to just make the water less pleasant to drink, like in Bloomington. And dealing with them is expensive. Kelson says the city used to have issues with taste and odor every summer. In 2016, the utility started adding activated carbon to help combat it, to the tune of about $100,000 a year. The city added even more this summer.
If we start to have more of these kinds of incidents, we may have to invest in additional hardware, additional chemicals, additional training. We have to be more vigilant. All of those things cost money.
Kelson says, fortunately, the cost to treat the algae is just pennies more for Bloomington residents. But algae treatment isn't all customers are paying for. Water utilities around the country have crumbling infrastructure that needs to be replaced, like lead pipes. According to Bluefield Research, water rates in the U.S. have gone up more than 40% in the past decade, rising faster than any other household utility bill. Toledo, Ohio made headlines for its toxic algae problem in 2014. It has since pumped about $500 million into its water infrastructure, and those costs often get passed on to customers. Ann Schechinger is the Midwest director for the Environmental Working Group, which tries to track algae blooms.
When we see increases in utility rates, it definitely affects people who are lower income the most. And in other situations as well, it can definitely affect communities of color.
But in some ways, residents of Bloomington and Toledo might consider themselves luckier than some utility customers. Schechinger says the Environmental Protection Agency doesn't actually require utilities to test for or remove toxic algae from drinking water.
Anytime a utility removes algae that's toxic from their drinking water, it's because they care about residents they're serving water to. So the EPA is not doing enough here.
Schechinger says people could be getting sick from contaminated drinking water and not even know it. Short term, it may just feel like a stomach bug. But some chemicals from the algae can cause liver damage, and studies have linked some to brain disorders.
So over time, exposure can be really scary for your health.
The EPA's internal watchdog group, the Office of Inspector General, said the agency needs to come up with a plan for how to handle harmful algae blooms. But even if the EPA does, stopping nutrient pollution is going to be a challenge. Maggie Sullivan is with the nonprofit Friends of Lake Monroe. She says most people don't realize that what happens on their property could end up in someone's drinking water.
The watershed is 440 square miles, so there's people that are in northwestern Jackson County, and what they do on their property impacts Lake Monroe, and they may not even have Lake Monroe on their radar at all.
But there are things that individuals can do right now to prevent more algae blooms in surface drinking water sources. That includes taking care of your septic system, planting cover crops on farm fields, as well as trees and shrubs along streams, and using fertilizer only when necessary. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.